Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents Ukrainian Voices in Ireland.
Father Vasil Konetsky from Ukraine. Now, you are a parish priest here in Dunycarn.
I'm a curate here in Dunycarn.
You're a curate here in Dunycarn Church, excuse me. Now, when did you first come to Ireland? You came here before the war.
Yes. I came to Ireland 12 years ago, in 2012. There was a need for a Ukrainian-speaking priest. So I was invited by the Archbishop of Dublin to minister to the Ukrainian community in the Archdiocese of Dublin. But at that time, I was the only Ukrainian priest in Ireland. So I ministered outside of the Archdiocese of Dublin. I would travel to different places in Ireland to do Ukrainian christenings and marriages and funerals.
So we think maybe now of the Ukrainian community, obviously has grown in the last couple of years after the war. But tell us about what the Ukrainian community was like here in Ireland back when you arrived.
Well, when I arrived 12 years ago, the Ukrainian community was a pretty sizable community, at least for one priest. There were about 5,000 or 7,000 Ukrainians living in the Republic of Ireland. I was the only Ukrainian priest, and it was a lot of work for me, but still I was kind of managing to do it, to tend to the pastoral needs of Ukrainians in Dublin or outside of Dublin. But I remember vividly 2 years ago in March when I could not believe my eyes, because suddenly my attendance at Mass probably tripled or quadrupled in a week or two. So I realized that out of a sudden, in front of me there were so many people who fled the war in Ukraine, full-scale war in Ukraine, who were very traumatized, who were afraid. So I quickly realized that my job as a priest was to create a safe haven for them, because I could not even imagine what they saw with their eyes when they were fleeing Ukraine, coming
sure,
here to
absolutely.
Ireland.
And when you said this community just tripled, quadrupled in such a short space of time. Did you find that people, when they came here, they were drawn towards coming to Mass, just trying to find any way to link up with other Ukrainians?
Yes, because there was so much uncertainty in their life at that moment, and not only uncertainty, but they were in such a big shock, because nobody expected the full invasion of Ukraine, and it happened so quick and it happened so suddenly. So even though 2 years ago I think that we Ukrainians did not want to believe that the full invasion would happen. So when people were fleeing Ukraine 2 years ago, they were in shock, and especially many children who were so traumatized. I could see in their eyes. And you know, and it was very difficult for the parents to care for their children, because the parents were afraid themselves. So how do you help a child who is afraid when you, the parent, is also afraid, very afraid? So I knew that my job as a priest was just to listen, and listen a lot. I had many people who just wanted to talk. And because there was so much uncertainty created by the full invasion of the full scale war, that people need something solid to stick to, and I think they found it in the church. They came. They found God to be their consoler and their helper. Of course, there were many people who almost lost their faith, because they were saying, I mean, where is God? Where is God? Where we go through so much pain and trauma in our life, where is God? But there were a lot of people who found God to be that solid rock. My message to them was constantly to preach about hope, not to fall into despair, but to always stay positive and pray to God, help other people around you. Because what people realize very quickly, when there is so much pain, uncertainty and suffering in your life, you need one another more than when you are happy or joyful. But especially at the times of trouble, you need one another more than ever. And that's what we have been doing here. We are just praying together. We are celebrating together. We mourn together. We share our pain together. after each Ukrainian Mass on Sundays, we have our coffee and tea just to socialize, just to be with one another, just to listen.
This is Ukrainian Voices in Ireland. You can catch up on all the episodes which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Ukrainian Voices. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative funded by Comisiu Nimeon with the television license fee.